Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Mike Daugherty, and here's what's happening. The coronavirus crisis has sent New Jersey's unemployment rate soaring to record levels, KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
While the COVID-19 curve was flattening, the unemployment curve shot up last month. State Labor Commissioner Rob Assaro-Angelo said a record 758,000 jobs were lost in April to push the unemployment rate to 15.3%.
Employment in the Garden State has been reduced to a level not seen since February of 1992. This monthly jobs drop-off was not unexpected due to the current public health emergency.
A total of 1.1 million New Jersey residents have lost their jobs since the pandemic began. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf is set to announce more counties that will move from red to yellow in his plans for reopening. And he says it's possible some could even move from yellow to green.
There are counties getting close.
It's been nearly 2 weeks since the first counties moved into the yellow phase. Federal guidelines suggest that's how long it takes for regions to move into the next phase, but Governor Wolf says his decision is based on statistics, not a timeline.
We are looking at how to move counties from where they are to the next phase forward, but we're also looking and reserving the ability to say, you know, this doesn't seem to be working out. Maybe you ought to be tightening down battening down the hatches a little more here.
Most of the counties still in the red phase are in the southeastern part of the state. That includes, of course, the Philadelphia region, but there are several in south central and northeastern PA waiting to make the move to yellow. Governor Wolf has signed a bill allowing cocktails to go with your takeout food from licensed businesses in Pennsylvania during this COVID-19 crisis. Restaurant and bar owners have been anxiously waiting for the temporary law to go into effect, among them Joe Monich, who owns several establishments in the Philadelphia area.
Sales are still down tremendously. We're looking at close to 85% across the board. So being able to sell to-go mixed drinks really just helps our sales.
The beverages do need to be bought with food. The quantity is the minimum of 4 ounces and the maximum is 64 ounces. The mixed drinks cannot be sold after 11 p.m. Philadelphia continues the downward trend of new COVID-19 cases, but health officials warn this is no time to soften restrictions. KYW's Kristen Johansson has that story.
About a dozen more people have died from COVID-19 in Philadelphia, more than half nursing home residents. And with a new batch of lab results, the number of confirmed cases jumped to 341. But generally, the city's health commissioner, Dr. Tom Farley, says things are a bit better.
We're continuing to make progress on our clusters in congregate settings.
Like prisons, where there are no new cases, but now they're testing everyone who's incarcerated.
And when we do that, we do expect that we will find more cases just from that screening.
And he says they have to examine several factors before they start to slowly reopen, like the number of hospital beds available and how fast new COVID cases are declining.
Mayor Jim Kenney noted they are working on special summer programs for kids, which would also give meals to go, and they are in search of volunteers who live on one-way streets in the city to help out. The application is on our website, kywnewsradio.com. A former judge of elections in South Philly has pleaded guilty to federal charges that he stuffed the ballot box in exchange for bribes from a political consultant. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
U.S. Attorney Bill McSwain describes the actions of the defendant, 73-year-old Dominic DeMuro, as ringing up votes.
He would add the fraudulent votes by literally standing in the voting booth, voting over and over and over again when he thought that the coast was clear.
McSwain says DeMuro cast phony votes in the 2014, 2015, and 2016 primaries in return for bribes from an unnamed political consultant hired by candidates in those elections.
DeMuro's attorney declined to comment. That's the All Local. I'm Mike Daugherty. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play KYW News Radio.